off with athletics.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much. A World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, commission report has recommended Russia be banned from athletics competition. The agency's independent commission examined allegations of doping, cover-ups, and extortions in Russian athletics, which also implicated the IAAF, the sports world governing body. It also wants 5 athletes and 5 coaches to get lifetime doping bans. The report, released earlier today, also identified systemic failures in the IAAF that prevent an effective anti-doping program. The report was commissioned on a very narrow mandate to determine the accuracy of allegations made in a Germany TV documentary about Russian athletics last December. In response to the agency's independent commission report issued earlier today, the IAAF president, Sebastian Coe, says he has taken the urgent step of seeking approval from his fellow IAAF council members to consider sanctions against the Russian Athletics Federation. These sanctions could include provisional and full suspension and the removal of future IAAF events. In a statement, the IAAF president described the information in the Independent Commission's report as alarming, adding, in his words, "We need time to properly digest and understand the detailed findings included in the report." He urged the council to start the process of considering sanctions against the Russian Federation. Now, for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma. Mark begins with the results of the finals of the FIFA Under-17 World Cup.
Second-half goals scored by Victor Osimhen and Afonso Bangboy lifted defending champions Nigeria Golden Eaglets to a 2-0 triumph over Mali in the finals at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Viña del Mar in Chile on Sunday. Osimhen also sets a record of 10 goals scored during the tournament. Earlier on, Belgium edged Mexico 3-2 in the bronze medal playoff. Meanwhile, the Democratic Republic of Congo's TP Mazembe are the Orange African Champions League title holders. TP Mazembe beat their Algerian visitors USM Algiers 2-0 in the return leg of their final in Lubumbashi on Sunday. TP Mazembe prevailed on a 4-1 aggregate. This is TP Mazembe's 5th title after clinching the coveted cup in 1967, 1968, 2009 and 2010. Elsewhere, hosts Ghana outclassed Ethiopia 4-0 in Kumasi as visitors Nigeria pipped South Africa 1-0 in Johannesburg in the return leg of the Africa qualifiers for the FIFA Women's Under-20 World Cup. Ghana prevail on a 6-2 aggregate while Nigeria are 3-1 ahead. Ghana and Nigeria qualify for the 2016 FIFA Women's Under-20 World Cup due in Papua New Guinea. In disability sports, hosts Algeria has qualified to represent Africa in the men's and women's wheelchair basketball competition at the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Paralympic Games. In the men's contest, Algeria beat Morocco 74-63 in the final at the Africa Wheelchair Basketball Championships in Algiers on Saturday. South Africa prevailed over Egypt 77-65 in the bronze medal playoff. In the women's contest, Algeria beat South Africa 60-47 in the final, while Nigeria overpowered Morocco 56-6 to clinch the bronze medal. Finally, in athletics, Kenyan Paul Loyangata clocked 2 hours 7 minutes and 14 seconds to set a course record at the Shanghai International Marathon in China on Sunday. South African defending champion Stephen Mokoka was runner-up in a personal best of 2 hours 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Ethiopian Tola Shura Kitata was third. Meanwhile, Kenyan Rael Kiara won the women's race in 2 hours 26 minutes and 23 seconds. She was followed across the finish line by Ethiopians Letrabra Haile and Rahman Tusa.
That was Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. In Lagos, Nigeria, let's go there and join Nightline Africa Sports, Shegun on the Dota DMA, who has more on African football.
Second round action in the African qualifying for the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia. It's set to kick off this week and run through next week. The 40 teams involved in the second stage will play their first and return leg matches from November 12th to 17th, 2015. Group winners will qualify to fly the African flag at the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia. Meanwhile, Ghana's national team will kick off preparations on Monday in the capital city of Accra for its upcoming qualifying games against Comoros. Black Stars coach Avram Grant, who returned from a three-month players monitoring mission in Europe on Friday, has released his list of 23 players for the doubleheader, which includes Captain Asamoah Gyan and Andre Ayew, both of whom are returning from injuries. Comoros will host the first leg on November 13th, while the return leg will be played in Kumasi 4 days later. And African Footballer of the Year Yaya Toure has again turned down a call-up from his country and will miss the start of Ivory Coast's World Cup qualifying campaign. The 32-year-old midfielder has not played for his country since it won the African Nations Cup in February. He told the Ivorian Federation he wanted time to reflect on adding to a century of international caps. Ivory Coast plays in Liberia on November 13th and then hosts the fellow West African team 4 days later. Finally, the West African nation of Sierra Leone can now host international matches. This is because the World Health Organization, WHO, on Saturday declared the country free of Ebola. Sierra Leone recorded the highest cases of Ebola disease at over 14,000 cases, followed by Liberia with over 10,000 cases and Guinea with nearly 4,000. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
You want to listen to the latest African music? Just tune in to the African Beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays at exactly 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
African Beat. We love it.
I feel good. But right now, you're listening to the sunny side of sports, so check it out. Now wait till they be so.
Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge won the AIMS Best Marathon Run of the Year award at a gala in Athens on Friday night. Ethiopia's Mary Dibaba won the Women's Run of the Year category. Our energetic Andy Edwards was there and caught up with Kipchoge. Here is Andy.
We are backstage at the AIMS Best Marathon Runner of the Year Award 2015, and the man who's won that title, or the men's title anyway, is Eliud Kipchoge of Kenya. Eliud, you talked in your speech, I thought, very interestingly and movingly about the importance of thanking people. You said you wanted to thank people over the 15 years of your international career. We all know about your coach, Patrick Sang, has been so important, but there are lots of others, you feel. I mean, a lot of people have gone into your success, not just this year, but in recent years.
Yes, actually, I want to thank sincerely to all those who have been side by side for me for the last 13 years, especially my coach, management, also the members of the press who have been actually airing my name in a high profile in the whole world, and the organization. Actually, this is a very good and very high trophy for me.
For the 19-odd% of us who run but have nothing like special talent, I've often wondered, was there a point when you realised you had special ability for running? Or, I mean, a moment of realisation that you could be among the best?
Actually, when I was really running like any other kid when I was in school. But after school, then I tried to train, and I was really motivated by one of our runners, who is now my coach, Patrick Sang. And I decided to take this thing as professional and also love for the sport.
When you see others, the ones who aren't as gifted as you, outside the international sphere, can you relate to them when you see people running mass marathons and someone's out on the road for 4 hours? I mean, do you think, why do they do it? Or can you feel that they're their pain?
When I see some people running four hours, 5 hours, 6 hours to finish the marathon, I actually feel the perseverance. I actually feel the patience they have in training. I could feel that pain that they are going through when running for all those eight hours. But all in all, I sum by saying that sport actually is healthy. Above all, it's healthy. And you know, when you are healthy, then you are well.
I'm looking down at the fine Ames trophy you've got here for the Marathon Runner of the Year. You must obviously have quite a few medals at home. Are you somebody who has a room where you put all those medals on display, or do you just stick them in a box somewhere?
No, I have. In my sitting room, I have a place to put all the medals, all the trophies. And also this one I will put in a very important place, because for the last 13 years, I have never been awarded and being honored with any trophy. This is my first time. That's why I'm saying sport is really a journey. And today I've realized that journey by being awarded by Hames.
Well, one final question. Maybe there's another medal, perhaps a gold one, next year, Rio Olympic Marathon. That would obviously be the ultimate. That's the target for you now?
Yeah, that's it. My target is Rio next year. I really want to hang that gold medal in my neck. That's the only thing. I have now Hames. I have the medals from World Championships, but I don't have a gold from Olympic Games.
Eliud Kipchoge, the Ames Best Marathon Runner male of 2015. Wish you every success for that quest for Olympic marathon gold. Thank you very much, Eliud.
Thank you.
That was Andy Edwards in Athens. Meanwhile, Kipchoge has won three of the biggest marathon events in the past 12 months. In October 2014, he won the Chicago Marathon in 2 hours, 4 minutes and 11 seconds. 6 months later, the 31-year-old Kenyan won the London Marathon in a world-leading time of 2 hours, 4 minutes and 42 seconds, before bettering that with winning the Berlin Marathon in September in 2 hours, 4 minutes, beating his personal best by 5 seconds. Meanwhile, Dibaba has enjoyed a medal-laden year. In October last year, she finished second at the Chicago Marathon in 2 hours, 25 minutes and 37 seconds. She went on one better by winning the Xiamen Marathon in January this year in a time of 2 hours, 19 minutes, before finishing a close second at the Boston Marathon. More recently, the 26-year-old Ethiopian won the world title in Beijing in 2 hours, 24 minutes and 35 seconds. And that's it for this edition of the Sunnyside of Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga. Sun will be